right around Cree.
One chase the other around Cree.
Okay. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:16 p.m. Tuesday, June 9th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Crowder absent.
Start here are the minutes from our last meeting. This was on May 26th. Rosie, did you get my change by email?
Yes.
On the last paragraph, it should be Emily Temple rather than Emily Townsend. So, besides that, any changes?
No, I don't. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented with that one change.
Okay. And I'll second that. All those in favor? Everybody usual sign? Unanimous? Those present. Granite Ridge Subdivision. I think we have a gentleman from Granite Ridge. Hello.
Yes, sir.
So, if you want to go up to the microphone.
Okay.
And, Jeff, you had sent us an update. Somebody is clicking the microphone, just giving you a forewarning.
I
appreciate someone not doing that. Thank you. So, Jeff, you had sent us an update of what was kind of going on.
I did. Last week, John Goetz met with you out on site, also
correct.
With Wygents, and they've made great strides in where the previous deficiencies were at. And I'd also talked to Kathy Hartman today and conveyed to her our appreciation for stepping up. I think all of us want this subdivision, or both of them actually, to show well. We want it developed, as do they. And her concern was that part of our requirement mentions seating, but it doesn't necessarily require straw.
Mm-hmm.
And I addressed that with her, and it doesn't. The letter did say straw, but I said, you know, that's just kind of, you know, if you want to.
Okay.
That, as long as it's seated, it germinates, we're okay then. I think that we're to a point, and I think that John would concur. I hoped he was going to be here, but I know that he would concur that they are to a point. I don't think that we have to do any enforcement action. That would be my recommendation.
Do you have any comments?
It's pretty well like Jeff said. I mean, we got everything seeded now. We do still have some erosion control sediment banks to put in, but we're kind of waiting for it to dry out. That's what I have Wygent contracted to do. He was going to maybe try tomorrow, but I don't know if he will with as much rain as we got last night. So, but as soon as we can get those in, it's basically replacing some silt fence, and then obviously once the grass establishes. So.
Oh, I was reading one of the statements that, was you guys out there televising that?
Yeah, I sent the guys out yesterday to televise the pipes under the road.
Okay.
We cleaned about 90 feet, just the three stretches of pipe that were under the road had some sediment in it. The rest of it looked pretty good, so.
Yeah, and on the inlets now we do have, it's like a coconut fiber, so it kind of helps trap that sediment. So as soon as those get full, then we'll replace them as time requires.
Yeah, that was noticed by John.
Okay.
Was about that, and that was in a part of his letter. So.
I just wanted to hear everything about the garden after the video game.
No, I think that's very fair. So I guess the next, the step would be for us to make a determination at this point, right, Marcia?
Yeah.
To make a determination. Okay. Well, there was enough evidence for me, at least, to basically withhold the finding. And as long as obviously continued growth of that grass and that the protection of those inlets are being maintained. I'm fine with not having them incur those fines personally. So, find them, I guess, in compliance. Jeff, would you say they're fully in compliance or not quite yet?
They're about that.
Okay.
To that point, as they've indicated, some of it they're holding off on until it gets drier, because they're really going to muck it up if they go in while it's still wet. So, I know that John's going to keep a close eye on it, and we have the commitment from Grant Ridge. So.
And I gave John all my contact information, so when he does his reviews, he'll contact me direct. So,
so I guess.
I can't hear through that at all right now. That mic, I can't.
It doesn't look like I can. So I guess at this point it would be in compliance with the caveat that that self fence and stuff needs to be installed when, at the soonest time.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's my motion. So.
I second that.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
What was his name?
Yeah, what? I'm sorry. What
Jesse Howard.
Jesse
Howard.
Oh, Jesse.
Yep.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor? It's unanimous of those present.
All right,
thanks
thank
for being
you.
Here. Appreciate that. Appreciate your guys' work.
Thanks.
Next up is the school resource officer agreement. As you'll remember, 2 years ago now, the City of Columbia City entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Whitley County Consolidated School Corporation to provide a school resource officer to the school school corporation, whereas we split the cost, basically 72.5% of that officer's total cost would go toward the WCCS. They would pay for that. And we would pay for 27.5% from the city's perspective. And that really was based on the amount of time in which the officer would be at the school versus the time the officer would be here with the city doing patrol. With that being said, I think it's wildly successful. I think the superintendent and the teachers and principals are very pleased with the work of SRO officer Peterson, and so Tim, I'm stealing your thunder here.
Yeah, it has been, I can't believe it's been 2 years already, but it has been, it's going fast. I've met with the superintendent, spoken with teachers, staff. Officer Peterson's doing a great job. I really don't see any reason to really change anything. It seems to be seamless. I'm very pleased with the program. Superintendent's very pleased. It's been a great working relationship between the two of us, so I'd like for it to continue.
As far as I know, I believe the school corporation has passed this agreement already. Maybe, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, the two of us and Superintendent O'Connor met just to kind of go over the specifics of this. We all felt like the MOU from 2 years ago was really well done initially, and felt like there really wasn't need for any dramatic changes. So what you're seeing is basically almost a full carbon copy of with some dates changed and then with some specific dollar amounts for the total cost. We took those out because of, you know, in 2 years there's fluctuations and things. So percentage-wise, it's still the same though. So, okay. So I will make a motion that we approve and enter into the MOU with the Whitley County Consolidated School Corporation as presented for a 2-year agreement.
Okay.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Have we gotten their agreement back? Or?
Their signed agreement? I don't know if we've gotten the actual signed copy yet.
Okay, so just...
So what we may do is just get it, sign it, and swap.
Okay.
Yep.
Or have them sign you sign it whenever we get it back.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay.
We can send a chop. Whatever. Yeah, we can do whatever you like. Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is the street closing for the Autumn Arts Festival.
I presented the board members with a hard copy of the modified request and also the attached area that is outlined in red. Essentially what we're looking at is the morning of September 12th, early around 6 o'clock, closing off Van Buren Street from Main to Line and Chauncey Street from Market to just basically the alley in the 100 block of North Chauncey. So straight out from Billy Reffitt's office and Don Davis's office on both sides. And then at the end of the evening, Van Buren Street and South Chauncey would reopen, and the half block of North Chauncey would remain closed until Sunday a.m. when we got a team together and broke down the stage and have it towed out of there. And we looked at it, and it wasn't feasible to try to push that. By the time the band gets done, it's going to be late enough. Everybody's going to be tired. It's going to be dark. It's a pretty intimidating structure to tear down and set up, for that matter. So talked to the mayor about it, and he said that as long as we got it out of there Sunday morning, that he wasn't too concerned since it was a side street only. I have provided the closure. Obviously, the department heads have signed off on it. The fire marshal, local fire marshal, also looked at it. He had no problems with it either. So,
Has the farmer's market, is the farmer's market still going on at that time?
Farmer's market has been notified that they would be displaced. I've talked to one of the board members from the farmer's market, and we're still trying to work out if logistically we could still have them downtown.
Okay.
That would be the preference. You end up with some synergies with, you know, multiple groups. It's just the placement is a little tricky, so still trying to work through that, but they have been notified of the closure date. I guess just as a second step to this, too, that you'll see in your packet is that the student art show has always been presented in the lobby of City Hall, and we would also request consideration of having that event again this year. What they would have done in the past is set up after closing hours on Friday evening, and then it's just on display for Saturday.
Okay. Any issues?
No, it looks great.
Any issues? Okay. Okay. You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the street closing permit for Saturday, September 12th from 6 to 11 p.m., and also extended the closure until 12 noon Sunday, along with the kids' art show at the City Hall on Friday.
Friday evening through Saturday?
Yeah, it's through 5 o'clock Saturday.
Saturday,
yeah.
Okay. And I'll second that.
Jeff, you don't have any Market Street closed, right?
Nope.
I didn't think so. The picture just had a little blurred down in it.
Yeah, nope.
Thank you.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Leanne, since you're here, I'll have you go next. Yes.
I just wanted to come and clarify if there were any questions regarding the 3-on-3 and the concert coming up next week. Mm-hmm. Rosie had graciously filled out the road closure request for me. I finally figured out when I pulled up last year's and this year's request what had happened with the confusion in relation to the concert. I could not figure out where the miscommunication mm-hmm. was coming in. When I was speaking with Rosie, I kept saying 3-on-3. It did not say the word concert.
Gotcha.
When I pulled up the two last year, we had the 3-on-3 and concert on the same one versus pulling the information over. We do have the concert scheduled that same evening. It does not affect any of the closures. Everything is the exact same as what was on the permit or the road closing permit from last year. The only thing that is omitted from this year's permit versus last year's is the words "and concert." Everything is exactly the same, is what there was from last year.
Okay, so will Chauncey Street be closed past that 4 p.m. deadline? No, it will not.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's where I think the confusion was. So,
yes.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so there'll be no extension of that time or anything like that. Okay. Okay. Okay, that's helpful. So we don't need to make any changes then. So I think, no, that's okay. So for me, I'm excited about the event. I hope that, have we been getting decent response yet? Doing that?
we're getting a lot of people calling and talking, and I'm waiting for more papers to actually end up on my desk.
Yeah.
We're getting a whole lot of people talking about the concert that evening.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a whole lot more response about the concert than we are right now about the 3-on-3.
Okay.
I think it's a lot easier for people to show up for concerts than it is to write checks for $100.
Right.
But we're getting, my phone blew up over the weekend. So, you know, as it was last year, we got down to the 2 weeks prior, hit the panic button. This year, we're not hitting the panic button, and, everything is exploding.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see.
Okay. Thank you.
Just some clarification, Leanne. I didn't fill that out. I don't know if Jeff did. It didn't come from me. But the only thing I had questioned was because your email said you wanted the other one to remain closed in the evening for the
Chauncey Street.
Right, and that was a miss. I need to reread my emails. That was totally misprint on my part.
I was trying to figure out where I misunderstood. Okay, thank you.
Well, I think it'll be a good event, and I've been hearing a lot about the concert too. So something about young, I don't know, are they teenagers?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Teenagers.
It's the same band that we had last year.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So.
They're just a year older and another year excited about coming back.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Okay. Next up is the street closure permit request from Dr. Lieb. Regarding painting his building.
He had come in and talked to me about wanting to close. I originally said he just needed to talk to Tim, but because he talked about just the sidewalk, but then he extended it
to the alley.
He needs part of the alley, so I asked that he submit this.
Okay.
Yeah, my concern with it was, as long as the sheriff is good with it, it's going to affect the sheriff and the jail traffic, but it says here that he's discussed it with the sheriff and Heinen Printing, so as long as he's done that, I'm okay with it.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay, that's the same, the 20th, it's the same day as the 3-on-3, but I don't think that'll impact anything with the market not being closed, so. Okay. Else?
Well, then I'll make a motion to approve street closing for painting the building on June 20th and 21st.
Presented? As presented?
As presented.
Okay, I'll second it. Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Intimidator 5K, Thomas.
So August 1st is the Harold Family Scholarship fundraiser. They did it last year. I think they don't really even close the streets. They try to have the permission to have 5K in town. The only difference from the map to what Carly told me the other night that they're looking at doing is they would exit the north drive to the high school instead of the south drive from the high school.
Okay.
So they run in front of the down the street front. That's not reflected for that map. That would be the only change.
Okay. So on here it says officer assistance at Whitley and Van Buren. Right. Okay, I understand that, but I'm wondering, has anybody been contacted about that? Meaning, has any officer or Tim or anybody been contacted about that?
Not as of yet.
Well, I noticed it on the sheet. And last year, we had a gentleman volunteer his time to come in and do that. So I'll get it covered with either that same officer or a
one
person that's on duty that day.
Okay.
Depending on how many we have on.
I think that's critical. So even though it says it would be great, and it would, I think it's almost mandatory because of traffic. Now, granted, you know, it's at a time that you shouldn't have that much traffic, but because of the traffic that's typically on Van Buren, that's it. So I will make a motion then to approve the Intimidator 5K as presented with the addition of an officer in some way, shape, or form needs to be at Whitley and Van Buren.
A second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. We also have in front of us a permit to cut into curved streets or alleys. That's from CenturyLink. Kelly, I think you know about this.
Right? Yeah, Larry Weiss contacted me. They're having a contractor called Electricom do some work for them behind Duff's in the alley. They're going to cut approximately 20 feet in length and 18 inches wide, install some conduit.
Okay.
And I suggested that he fill out a street cut permit,
mm-hmm.
and so he did. They're waiting for locates, and they'll probably get started tomorrow or Thursday.
Okay. Any issues? Yeah, I'll make a motion that we grant the request to cut into the alley from CenturyLink as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, next up, bills. I got all the miscellaneous items taken care of, right? Nothing else?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. I have taken a look at them, and I didn't see any anomalies.
Okay, I make a motion to pay the bills in the amount of $729,693.64.
Okay. You double-check your figure. I'm sure you're right. I'm the one that usually messes up the figure. Yes, I will second it. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Department heads, Board of Works matters. Whole lot of faces looking downward. Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? I don't think I have anything. Dan?
Thanks to the police department for coming down again to the park. We had a giant mess down there with the tornado sirens going off again. And, you know, there's approximately, I'm just maybe guessing, around 800 to 1,000 people trying to get out of a one-way driveway there. And it was quite a mess there for a while, so. Really appreciate them coming down to get the traffic moving, because it's just like a giant demo derby getting ready to start, quite honestly. Everybody acted appropriately when the sirens went off. We got people into the concession stands and restrooms as much as we could. It was just another one of those moments that everybody remains calm, we can get it taken care of. So, and we did. So, thank you.
Very good. Okay, audience. Okay, hearing nothing else, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.